Good morning, dear listener.
Welcome to the Daily Inspiration. We are rejoicing in being here with you guys once again. And we will continue the study on the last words of Jesus on the cross. Today I'll be sharing from Mark chapter 15, verse 34. Mark chapter 15, verse 34. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? In this passage, we find Jesus was going through probably the darkest hour of his life. You know, the verse before, the one I read says, and when the sixth hour was come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. So as we see, we can see here, The hour was near. It was getting closer for Christ to depart from this world, paying for our sins, dying for our sins, cleansing us from all unrighteousness. And we see here he was experiencing the separation from God. He was experiencing what unrepented sinner experience when he departs from this world, that feeling of not having peace, of not having rest with God. And Christ, our Lord, was going through this same feeling. He sensed his Father not being near anymore. You know, this was the time where he was going through the worst pain, agony, and sorrow, not just physically, but spiritually. He was, his biggest fear was being apart from his Heavenly Father, where they were always, up to this moment, they had always been together. The Bible says that him and the Father are one. And at this time, God was separating himself from Christ. For Christ was becoming sin. Christ was paying for the sins of the world. And here we see how he was a ransom for many people. The Bible says that he came for the whole world, but not the whole world repents before him. Not the whole world believes in him. And he was also dying for you and me, dear listener. He was dying for everyone. He made a provision for salvation. But not everyone comes to him. Not everyone cries out to him in repentance, crying out for mercy, crying out to be cleansed from their wicked heart. I praise God for those, for every soul that denies themselves and cries out to our Heavenly Father. Praise the Lord for those that know that we have a mediator. We have Christ that reconciles us with our Heavenly Father. At this time, this was the moment that God put all the sin of the world on him. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, says, "For he had made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Again, this is a beautiful verse that should encourage us to press on, that should encourage us to continue our walk in the faith. Although we may have our struggles, we may fail him at times, but he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, dear listener, I encourage you to press on in the faith. And for those that aren't yet walking with him, wait no longer. We have a God that cares for us, that loves us. He wants to change our heart, renew our mind. And all this can be possible in the sacrifice that our Lord Jesus Christ made on the cross. We see here that Jesus didn't say, "My Father." He said, "My God, my God." For he was taking the place of the sinners. He was taking my place. He was taking your place. We are to be thankful. We are to be rejoicing that we have a Savior, that he gave himself for us. He laid his life so that we can live and live abundantly. He died so we could have an overcoming life with his grace and his Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord for his goodness. Jesus tasted death for every man, and was sufficient. It was sufficient, the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, but for those that reject Jesus as their substitute on the cross will be punished for an eternity without God. You know, it is terrible to having God making a provision to escape the wrath of God to come. And it's terrible to reject such great a salvation. And that is why the punishment for an eternity without God in the lake of fire. But that is not God's will. God's will is that none perish, but that all come to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in closing, I want to close by reading 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 to 19. "For as much as we know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. But with the precious blood of Jesus of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spots. So I'm going to close with this verses. I want to have a short prayer here before I'm done here. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the provision that you made. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that laid his life so that we could live. Father, all that we can do is to come to you in repentance and repent before you. Our desire is that you would change us, that you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Father. Help us, Lord, to walk the walk of faith and give us grace to overcome all that comes our way, Father. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.